The magic island of Euclidea is completely submerged, and G-47 has planned to have it remain so for a long time. That means that the chances of escape from the underwater city are not very bright just now. But when Jerry and Joan went on a tour of this strange colony beneath the sea, they were fortunate enough to meet their Euclidean friend, the girl submarine commander. She's given them a bit of news, and with it a great deal of hope. But Jerry and Joan can't tell their news to Mrs. Gregory and the captain in their own quarters for fear of being overheard. We find the two youngsters standing on a balcony which overlooks the agricultural section of Euclidea, trying to look innocent as they watch the floor of the cavern seeking Mrs. Gregory and Tex Bradford.
All right. I didn't say anything, did I?
Not yet.
Then what are you sticking your elbow into my ribs about?
That is a reminder that you are to continue saying nothing.
Oh, okay. I know what's worrying you, and you can stop worrying about it.
Do you think we should continue our walk?
No, not yet. I thought I saw the captain and Mrs. Gregory walking over this way. We can go down and meet them.
Very well. We will watch for them.
Well, that's what I said the first time. If you hadn't given me an argument, we'd have saved a lot of time.
What would you suggest we do with the time?
What time?
The time we would have saved if we had not wasted it in talking.
You can say the silliest things. Hey, isn't that your mother and the captain over there?
Yes, I believe it is.
Well, then come on. Let's get back down the floor of this place and meet them.
The elevator directly behind us will take us to a point which should intersect the path upon which they are walking.
Okay, I can stand it if you can. But that funny cage they use for hauling pigs and cows around in this noisiest blame thing this whole crazy Euclidea.
I noticed that, Jerry, and I can see no reason for it.
Well, neither can I. It's easy to see that they keep some of the things human beings use around noisy on purpose so they won't forget how to hear with all the silence around them. But who cares whether pigs can hear anything or not?
It is indeed puzzling, Jerry. But perhaps a thorough study of the mechanism as we descend will advance our education.
Well, I don't need any education about making noises to please pigs.
Nevertheless, it would be wise to accumulate as much knowledge of Euclidean methods as possible. It may prove valuable at some future time.
Now who's talking too much?
I said nothing.
You blame near said plenty. Now let's get into this noisemaker.
Rather terrible, Jerry.
Oh, it's really worse than that. Well, put your fingers in your ears. Here we go down. Well, golly whiskers. It's worse going down than it was coming up.
I should think the pigs would resent this.
They ought to, but hang on tight. It'll soon be over. Well, we're here. I said we're here.
I heard you, Jerry. I was merely ascertaining that your statement as to our presence was correct.
Well, I don't blame you. Now, if this gate hangs together long enough for me to open it...
We have arrived safely.
Yeah. And the next time, we'll walk down.
Hello, Joan.
Oh, Jerry, there are Mother and the Captain.
Well, hello, Mrs. Gregory and Captain Bradford. Come on over here. We got something to show you.
Well, if you were riding in that broken calliope that just came down, you should be worth looking at.
Are you all right, Joan, dear?
Oh, we are quite all right.
Well, it's nothing short of miraculous. Tex and I watched and listened, and it seems as if the entire city were falling in.
What's the idea of all that noise, Jerry?
I don't know, Captain. And Joan couldn't figure it out either. They use this elevator for pigs and cows. Maybe there's a reason for it.
Well, I can't imagine what it could be.
Neither can I. Is it all right for us to talk here?
Yes, Captain. This is the spot indicated as being quite safe for our conversation. We cannot be heard in any of the communication chambers, as this agricultural section is completely natural, with the acoustic properties of any open space of these dimensions.
Well, as it's a mile across, I guess we're safe enough then.
What was it, Jerry? Tex and I have been nearly frantic ever since you told us so mysteriously that we were to meet you here immediately after lunch.
That was the order given to us by the commander.
That girl submarine commander?
Precisely.
What did she want?
Well, she didn't tell us the whole thing. She's going to meet us here, right now, I guess. Or pretty soon.
Have you any idea what it's all about?
Yes, Captain. I think it offers a slight hope for us.
Hope? Hope of what?
Getting out of this crazy city of Euclidea.
Jerry, you mean
Not
that
too
we...
too loudly, Mother.
Well, I thought we were safe here.
All we have to do is to keep our voices reasonably low, and above everything else, we must watch carefully on all sides to see that no one approaches.
All right, we'll watch all that. Now, get along with the news. What's it all about?
Well, that girl submarine commander can tell you exactly where to look for them, And maybe she's got an idea or two how about to use them. But anyway, she knows where our homing pigeons are.
Tex, those little...
Quiet, Mother.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll be quiet. But Tex, those homing pigeons, do you realize what this may mean to us?
You bet it may. If it's humanly possible to get those birds out of this place, we'll escape, and we'll do it mighty soon.
Shh. Quiet, everybody. Here comes the commander now.
Where?
She is coming through that small door over there in the wall. You and I must go, Mother.
Go where?
It was the wish of the commander that we watch carefully as she explains her plan to the captain and Jerry. You will walk down that path and keep us in view. Study the trees or the flowers, and be prepared to warn us if anyone should come.
Very well, Joan, dear. Please tell me as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah. You're next, Joan. Beg it over there by the door to the commander's quarters. If anyone comes through it, you can get bawled out for hanging around there and give the commander a chance to get away from us.
Such was exactly my thought. How do you do, Commander?
What are you doing here, Cleostra?
Just wandering idly around.
Very well. Wander as much as you will, but do not attempt to enter that door.
That girl sure doesn't take any chances, does she?
Oh, she can't. It would be just too bad for her if she was caught doing this.
Might I ask the purpose of your conference in this spot?
Oh, hello, Commander. I'm afraid we haven't any purpose in mind. We're apt to be found standing in spots all over this strange underwater world, just feasting our eyes on sights we never expected to see.
That would seem innocent enough. How much have you told the captain, Hall?
Well, not much. Just that you knew where the homing pigeons were kept.
That is well. And you discussed that only in this spot?
That's right, Commander. Jerry and Joan never said a word until they got us over here. But would it look suspicious if you were seen talking to us?
It might, if it were not for the fact that I arranged to have your presence here observed, and I have been sent to instruct you as to where you may and may not go on this side of the city.
What about the pigeons?
They are kept in a steel cage in the submarine experimental laboratory. I understand that you, Captain, are to work with G-47 in that section.
Right. He asked me to help him locate the weakness in those submarines.
Excellent. You will have ample opportunity to observe those pigeons and plan for their release.
Then you think we've really got a chance to get out of this place?
The opportunity is there. It must be well handled.
Have you any suggestions?
Yes. Encourage G-47 to allow you to accompany submarines and rocket ships on test runs. Attempt to establish the habit of carrying something aboard with you, something large enough to contain a pigeon at some future time.
That's mighty clever, Commander.
There is a reason for my position as High Command of the Euclidean Fleet.
I'll say there is. You think on your feet.
Only when I am standing.
Well, that's just a slang expression of Jerry's. What he meant was to say.
And I trust it will prove necessary to warn you again. I see that Cleostra is on forbidden ground. I will send her to you, and it will be well if you confine your activities to another portion of the city.
Gee, she's plenty smart.
She sure is, son.
Cleostra, you will join your friends and leave this sector at once?
Of course, Commander, just as you say.
Joan's getting bawled out.
And she's taking it well. I'm glad we know so many people who know how to think fast.
Are you two going to stand there and talk all day?
Oh, we're
going
to move on, Mrs. Gregory. We just got bawled out by that girl commander.
I think we were mistaken in coming to this side of the chamber. The commander made it very plain that we were to remain away from here.
And she made that plain to us, too.
What did you find out, Tex?
I found out where the pigeons are, or at least where to look for them. And more than that, the commander gave me a mighty good tip on how to use them.
She actually suggested a way to get them free? Release them from this underwater city?
Yep, and if I can't work it the way she suggested, it's all my fault.
Boy, then we're as good as free right now.
Do not raise your voice, Jerry.
No, and don't get too enthusiastic over our chances. This thing will take weeks, maybe months to work out.
Oh, it doesn't matter how long it takes. If we have the slightest hope of escaping from Euclidea, we can surely have patience enough to bring it about.
I'll say we can. Oh, boy. Wait till Tex starts experimenting with those submarines.
It will only be a matter of time. I am sure of that.
I think we've talked long enough about this right now. We might find that someone could slip up on us. Well, let's all keep quiet about it and do plenty of thinking. Ideas will come in handy the next time we have a chance to talk it over.
I suggest we return to our quarters.
We may as well. We've seen everything we're going to be allowed to see today.
Well, I don't care where we go now. I'm so blame happy, I'm liable to whistle right in old G-47's face if I meet him.
That would be about the worst thing you could do, Jerry. We must all be sure to act just as hopeless as we're supposed to be. G-47 would get wise mighty quickly if we're too happy all at once.
You're right, Tex. A long face is our best protection now. How far are we from our quarters?
Well, if we walk, we're a couple of miles around those paths. But if we ride this nice, quiet elevator right here, well, we're only a couple of minutes to the balcony, then right around our quarters.
Then by all means, the elevator.
Suits me. I've walked plenty for one day.
This is rather a novel elevator. You may be surprised by its activity.
Yeah, and it's quiet, too.
I saw you two come down in it. But I'll take a chance.
Okay, here we go. Now I'll open the door.
Were you afraid this contraption would be too quiet for us?
It will surprise you still further as we ascend.
Jerry, are you sure this thing is entirely safe?
Oh, they haul plenty of pigs on it every day.
Then it certainly should do for us. These Euclideans give those pigs the best of care.
Now I'll shut the door, and up we go. Oh, boy, am I happy.
I've had smoother rides.
Jerry thinks this is very funny.
Well, isn't it?
Your sense of humor is rougher than mine.
Pat and I watched you come down in this, but it's worse than we expected.
Yes. I didn't expect quiet, as Jerry promised. But watching is nothing to the torture of riding.
Well, we're here. Everybody out.
Now, be careful, Jerry. Don't forget to look sad.
I'll try, but it's going to be mighty hard. I know what I know.